It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Hey, guess what? A bunch of big cable TV companies have teamed up to give you a present. Free Wi-Fi. If you're a customer of Comcast, Time Warner, Cox, Cablevision, or Brighthouse, you'll be able to use Wi-Fi hotspots from any of those companies. 50,000 hotspots nationwide showing up under the name Cable Wi-Fi. Jim Spetta, law professor at Northwestern University, says the hotspots will work pretty well.
It's as good or better than you would get at home. It's the sort of signal people are used to getting in Starbucks.
And who does this work for? Do I need to be a cable customer? Do I need to have cable and internet through one of these companies?
The cable product is offered to their cable internet customers or to their broadband subscribers who have TV and internet service.
And this means when you're using your smartphone, you won't have to use your phone's data network as much. Kevin Werbach teaches legal studies and business ethics at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
What we've seen with the growth of smartphones like the iPhone is that even though they have cellular data connections, much of the data traffic goes over these unlicensed Wi-Fi access points because they have much more capacity and they're cheaper.
Now, if anyone offers me something free, especially when it's a big corporation, I get suspicious. What's in it for them? And why are cable TV operators offering me internet access, which doesn't involve cables? Werbach says it's about the future.
As cable moves to more of a wireless footprint, it potentially becomes the only player in the marketplace that is strong in all the different areas of video, voice, wireless, and data.
And if your cable company is involved in all those areas, you're more likely to stay a customer and less likely to use cable's biggest rival, says Jim Spetta.
The best example of this would be Netflix. So I pay my Netflix subscription. If I'm on the road and in order to use my Netflix subscription, I have to buy hotspot access and I don't have another package where that's available to me, that makes Netflix a little less attractive compared to the video product that the cable companies are offering.
Jim Spetta of Northwestern University. Of course you do, Weezer. Beverly Hills is the most musical city in America. Paul Lemire at the blog Music Machinery looked at 50,000 top musicians and found the hometown of each one. Then he calculated the number of musicians for every 1,000 residents in those cities. Cities with the highest number were deemed most musical. Beverly Hills had 3.14 big-time musicians per 1,000 people. Second place, courtesy of Tony Bennett.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Aren't you glad we didn't use We Built This City? A few other cities from the top 10.
Olympia. Well, Portland, Oregon, and Slogan Biz.
Los Angeles, I'm yours.
The least musical city in America. Fremont, California. We have no song for Fremont because, well, obviously. The complete list is at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.